I've been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
The brown holy water. Excuse my voice. I done lost it over the weekend. We was turning up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We had us a good old time at the bowling event. That's why I already lost it. I let everybody tell it. But it's your boy Handsome Line, the building, and the team is here. We have a special guest. I want everybody to introduce themselves. Let's go.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is. Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. I'm super fly, super booked. Big money.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya. I'm in the building.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you don't know, man. Future fan base, original road boy, Roman Red Bull.
Bop, bop, bop.
Okay.
It's the original road boy. If y'all don't know, this is Mr. Roman Red Bull himself, you know. Let us know a little bit about yourself, what you got going on.
Yeah, I was born in 19... My name is Warren Williams, a.k.a. Future Fambo, a.k.a. Ric Flair, a.k.a. Mr. Woo, Mr. Brown Holy Water.
Yeah! Yes, sir, miss.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you pulling up and laughing with us. You know, we're going to get right into it since we're running late and everything. Tanya, whenever you're ready.
Yo, ain't nothing crazy happened this week, but, you know, merry belated Christmas to everybody, by the way. Unless you're living under a rock, this week, Meek Mill decided that women should not wear wigs anymore. And the only thing I have to say about that is, like, Meek should relax. Like, dark skin niggas was winning until he said that. Come on, Meek. Come on.
So, light-skinned niggas got it back.
Shot bad yelting.
We got it back.
Shot bad yelting, Meek. The fuck? People went crazy. Men kept reposting it all the time. Like, their mothers don't wear wigs.
But that's when they wore wigs, when it was old and, like, washed up.
Yeah, not but look, the, like, do you see this on my head? Your mother wigs look like this? No.
That's the confusing part.
But I also see people wearing wigs and, like, getting braids or wearing wigs and putting them in ponytails. Like, I still don't understand that. Like,
it's magic.
You have hair.
It's bad girl magic.
See, bad girl, I understand you, but your wigs are your wigs. I'm talking about people who actually have hair. Like, the actual thought of wearing a wig and putting your hair, to put your hair in a ponytail when you have hair to put in a ponytail. Like, I don't understand
You have
that.
Short hair, right? How much is your hair maintenance? It's very low, right? You just wash and go.
Yep.
When you have long hair, it's a whole different story.
But it's the same thing. It's the not. Same process when you do a wig.
Might no, it's not.
You got to wash it. You got to color it. You got to dye it. You got to make sure the edges is correct. You got to make sure the baby hairs is laid down. You got to make... It's way
my
more
girl,
maintenance.
It takes me 3 seconds to put this on.
But if you wanted to put it in a ponytail, it ain't going to take you 3 seconds. And if
okay,
you want to slick your baby
that.
Hair...
You preset it. You preset it and you let it down. And then when you got to go, you slap it on your head.
Oh, he's trying to tell you slap.
Oh, my bad. Slap it on your head. It's low maintenance. And then not for nothing, since the natural wave came in, a lot of us are naturals. I consider myself a natural. My natural kind of hair is big. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason it got to where it is because I was wearing wigs while I was going through my protective styling and treating my hair. It was very, very damaged. So wigs actually helped me. And there's a lot of people who wear wigs for the same reason. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to go to work. Like, natural hair is a lot of work. They lied. Those YouTube videos that they make, they leave all the hard work out. All them products, that shit is expensive as fuck, especially when your hair is very, very long. So
2019, if women ain't retiring wigs, man, you can start yours up.
Y'all retire, y'all units. Niggas ain't retire y'all fitteds yet.
No,
y'all ain't retire y'all fitteds yet.
We wearing our man units for 2019. I'm dead ass. Get your little flat top with the curl.
Y'all got
my nigga Black next season is gonna have
y'all winning though. Like y'all got wave you in this. Y'all got that new thing. Whatever Commodore did with your hairline. Like y'all got a lot.
We gotta even the score. We tired of bull headed chicks trying to front on us.
Like when no, but that's crazy. Like chicks making fun of dudes with no hair,
and they bald headed.
And they bald headed too. This shit is fucking crazy.
We're not bald headed. That's the biggest fallacy. Not because I'm wearing a wig means I'm bald. That's the biggest incorrect stereotype there is. I got friends who got hairs down to the ass, literally, no exaggeration, that will wear a wig 5 days a week because they just ain't got time for the shit. Like if you have hair that long. Walking around with you, know it's stress to maintain
just
that.
Just put
shit.
It in a ponytail. I know it when ain't I that's, had hair.
My
I just
girl.
Throw it in a ponytail.
My girl.
Call it a day.
You got to understand. You
got it. I didn't want to do my hair, so I put my hair in a ponytail. I feel like in a hat.
All right. I can't walk into where I work with my hair in a ponytail and a hat, though.
You can't walk in there with that fucked up wig.
I can't. I'm looking to make sure I have a good wig on. Like, it's different strokes, different folks. Mm-hmm. Like, it may work for one person, one line of work, but somebody else is like, you gotta be a certain amount of presentable, and sometimes the time of day you also wake up, the time it takes to do a good natural hair set, them wash and goes, them twist outs and shit, takes hours. I posted a video, girl took 6 hours to do a hair. Guys thought that was exaggeration. I'm like, no, that's actually normal when you have a big head of hair. It takes you 6 hours to do that shit. So imagine doing that shit every day or at least 2, 3, 4 times a week. That shit's tiring. And by the way, shout out to all my naturals out there. If I see you rocking natural hair, I know you committed to the cause, and I respect the fuck out of you. I ain't got the patience yet. Moving on.
Future, do you care about how your women wear their hair and Jamaican stuff like that? You care about
he gonna
that
try wig? Lightly on this one.
Yeah, me man, no. See wig.
Jamaicans love weave,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, that busy boy wig. That's right. More than pre-white girl, but the Spanish girl, them flush
and
wash.
Oh, God.
What he said? I need to understand.
He says he likes to look, he prefers white girls and Spanish girls because of that.
He likes them in the love. Man, love black woman, but it's white.
He likes to grab hair. That's really what it is. He likes to grab the hair. That's what it is.
Controversy.
Brown holy water.
You what? No. The money that this woman at about for this wig, you know, we can't put that to the kids, them college.
Mm-hmm.
For wigs, for hair. Flesh and wash, man. Go natural.
Flesh and wash. Go natural.
That's it.
I know what he said.
Ain't nothing wrong
juices.
With natural.
Yeah,
juices
like
and berries.
Like us, yeah, you know.
Juices and berries.
And the wig thing is here. And they want it. What the wig name?
The wig got a name?
You wet on wavy.
You never know.
So you never know.
Them big, they will be answering them away because you know, woman know them follow the superstar, them and Cardi B. Them
talking to the mic.
Mm-hmm. Cardi B, them a wear some wig $702,000. The wig can more than we rent. Oh, the wig more than we rent.
That's a fact.
So he rent at $2,000 and the wig at $2,500. You know, we're not good.
And this is why you shop at Yelting, because I have affordable wigs. Check my website, badyelting.com.
So affordable wigs, they work with them. But it's a man more to, you know? Flash and wash.
Flash and wash.
Yeah, and that's, you know? Gone true.
Tanya, what else you got?
Yo, Cassie dropped a picture of her new man on Instagram and the world went crazy.
Who's that?
You mean who's Cassie?
Who's
no,
Cassie?
Who's Cassie's man?
Man?
Some unknown dude.
That's good. Diddy's trainer.
Diddy's trainer. He looked good.
Diddy's trainer.
He cute.
No,
probably dudes like.
I'm biased. I have a type, so
that's wrong, son.
How you mean it's wrong?
What you
after
mean?
12 years, no kids, no ring. She moving on
to his trainer.
You don't hit that
somebody
low.
Inside.
It's not that's his brother. Crazy. It's not his somebody part of his.
That's his
how you
man.
Know it's how you know it's man.
He always say your
he
replacement.
Just get a check, yeah.
Cassie was dating Puff Daddy. Remember, she had a song.
Girl.
She had a song way back. Back when Shaba was fucking popping.
Yeah, that white girl.
No,
she's Spanish.
Spanish murder. That girl pretty though.
Yeah, she alright.
But
his
trainer?
Yeah,
she used to date Puff Daddy. No, she dated Puff Daddy trainer.
Nah, she dating Puff Daddy trainer.
This is always going back to show you that women ain't shit.
No. Woman is something.
Thank you.
That's
right.
What about you look into that?
Woman is something. That, you see, that means I can't do ramp with the American brother, you know.
See, he love women.
No, I respect the American brother because you see, him don't play. Him don't play. He be like, woman ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Caribbean man, we ain't gonna say that. Say, baby love, man. You don't know love, you know. Yankee. Shut up.
Shut up.
I love them.
Tanya, what else you got?
Ain't nothing else, man. I mean, shout out to Future Fambo. He currently has a nice single out. How We Living, featuring Gucci Mane. Nice little jam.
Gucci Mane. How did you get Gucci on that song?
Well, they don't know. Say, with that South Beach and that hotel and name LSS or something like that.
SLS. What is that? He's on South Beach at the hotel called SLS.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we see, because we don't do the album and we are working on it. So we already have the single. So my boss wife now, one white chick, you know, look like one of them, you know, them
Kardashians.
Playboy bunny.
Oh, really? So
big boob she have on. Yeah? Turn up. But I'm a friend. I'm a boss wife. Uh-huh. And then I go into the club and yeah, tell her, I say, yo. One, but I Gucci pan the remix, you know. She said, yeah. So she said, yo, go and go link him. I say, too much man around him, man. And you what happened? Right, him see me, I come. Him see tattoo in my face, tattoo up on the side of my head. Mm-hmm. Then it look like a war, what a boy I go out. Because you know, say, Gucci, them a top shatter.
Facts.
And we are top shatter too. So you what now? Mm-hmm. I really go to man, go talk to man. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell her, I say, you go do it. Show up with something, them. Perk up. And the answer, drop your pants and thing, and you know them white guys can walk in a spiky like running night. So walk up down, we have team 2 time and security guards, oh Ray, you know, still body, and go over there and tell him, say, oh, my artist went to do remix and all that stuff, and he was like sending the truck, you know, him girlfriend at Jamaica, and so she said, oh, I heard about this guy before, Future Fambo. Man beat him and sing the Roma Red Bull. So you like the song How We Living? Cause you know how I live good. Mm-hmm. You understand? And him like the track. Me and him got the studio. We went to DJ Khaled's studio first, but then one of my friends from Jamaica start playing some whole heap of rhythm. Mm-hmm. Like him and Gucci listen to rhythm them. Then my American brother don't play. He was like, listen me, I'm here to do one song. I don't want to hear them rhythms. I don't want to hear that rhythm. As a matter of fact, I don't want no pictures. I was like, don't play. I man said, listen, you know what we're gonna do, Future? You're gonna come back to my apartment with me, and with the camera guy, we're gonna leave everybody else at the studio. We're gonna go there and record. Somebody said, no, Gucci. And my people, they can't left them and be like, them can't come in at my apartment. So they have to stay in the lobby. They said, all right. And they said, just me and you and the cameraman are loaded at the studio. So I talk, I remember some people I'm spend them money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For me the feature. So I can't left them out. Went to his apartment. His car drive into the apartment. His car go in the elevator.
That's money.
Into wow.
His living room.
What?
That's fucked.
Serious thing.
I only seen that on TV. So I only seen that on
my
TV.
My car don't do that. I'll tell you that right now.
My truck, you can't go in the truck.
My car don't do that. So Vice, him did I record the song.
Mm-hmm.
And from EMC, Gucci man and Fambo, black and yellow Lambo, pull up at the condo, spending all the bando.
Hey.
It's a murder.
Yeah, he killed that shit.
It's a murder. He said, love it, and rare. And then we do the video after. Like him say, yo, I'll be going on tour. I don't know if you people are going to get to me. So, you know, you got to pay for the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to pay for that video to get him in the video. You got to pay him to post you on his Instagram.
What?
No, there's no black love anymore.
That's you got to go. There's levels.
Everything is business.
No, it's about the guap.
Yeah.
Guap. There's levels.
It's about the guap. So,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
Trying to get that rich.
And I was telling him that, and I said, yo, Gucci. And the way you do me like, or request the conscience. He was like,
what?
What him do conscience?
Tea time.
Him do the tune with conscience and him never post it on Instagram. And you know, him give one of them white teeth smiling. And then,
wow.
After we did the song, I never heard from him. I never talked to him again. I've never seen him. Me and him is not friend. We pay him to do everything. Him good, I mean good. But such a thing as black love and we are Black Panthers and no.
Straight business.
No, straight money.
Straight money.
So we just pay everything and we do a thing. because I want the thing to work on Ray. So, like, if me, I don't have Gucci number, like, for calling, and me can't at him on Instagram, I say. So, even sometimes I'm posting the song, but even better at him tonight because I care zero.
No, what power? He cares zero.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? I say, you don't know, we don't run up on nigga, we don't push up on nigga, push up on gang. So, he could have been Gucci and Snoochie, I'll rate him, I love him and everything, but you know what? God we worship, we don't worship man. Mm-hmm. So, right. Mm-hmm. You want ways, I'm a God about my ways. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right. He's not giving no support on the song, like, post it on his page and them stuff there. And him, no. You understand? Mm-hmm. He never like a picture. Me not follow him. Like, me not, him don't follow nobody, so me don't follow. I want somebody me look for follow in America, a Benjamin Franklin. Me not see so, at this one, the vibe's sure, nice.
Like
everything good.
Too.
He's good to everything, and me respect him. Kind of doing business.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And you can't fight him from doing business.
Nah, you can't. Nah. You can't be upset at that. Kind but the song is hot. You still hot. You still walked away with the banger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, the song is hot. And now Laz gonna start off the topic, so we're gonna go like that.
The mic. The
one you yeah. Gotcha. Also got another song coming out with me in Tory Lane.
Oh, I love Tory.
Yes, man. We're in Tory Lane. Oh, that's and I song. Guess it's the same procedure again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just business. Mm. Don't think he your friend.
Is he the
don't look for
it. Watch this. No, I care zero. And zero is too much. I care nothing.
I like that. I'm using that.
I care zero.
That's the whole song.
Don't
steal it.
I said it
first.
I got to add Noah Power.
Yeah, but I mean, met the talk.
All right, good.
We met the same.
Okay, we don't need, because both of y'all got the accent. Y'all two can't talk to each
y'all
other.
Y'all can't. Nope,
you talk to
can't.
Me, you talk to her.
And she translates.
Look, we will start, because before the cameras came on, we was talking about a lot of this stuff, too. We talk about the stereotypes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some stereotypes and some of the truths to it. You already started touching on one since you Jamaican. Let's jump right out with that
one. No, but as I tell you, as a Jamaican man, and me love all the American brother. Me like how him deal. Me like how him deal. How him, you know me I say? Enough woman, them look on them and say them rough, but me like how him deal because some of the time, and that's why you see so much man I walk around and say them heart broke and them stuff there. Because you know the thing go, when you love a girl them too much and them find out say you love them, them do all type of something. You understand what I mean? I say, American brother, in that plate that. If me and my girl walk down the road, right? And a man see her and say, you're sexy to my girl, me take it as a compliment. You can't do that to the American brother. Man, the girl I walk and say she's sexy. The disrespect, boy. Yeah. We are do.
Facts.
Go find your one girl, my youth. Yeah. And him walk up to the girl and say, do you know him? She said, no. So, do you know my girl? And then him say, pull them up.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's
yeah,
a fact.
With my girl and a man say, yo, that girl less sexy. They say, I mean, me G. So, me rate him because he have certain.
So, in Jamaica, if a man, you say, if a man compliments your girl while you're there, it's a compliment to you.
Yeah, because I'm my girl.
Yes, you
can. I'm a woman.
Like, damn, she's sexy. She got a fat ass, bro. You'll be like,
no,
yes,
that's your girl.
Then I'm my.
That's a secure man.
Yeah, then I'm my girl.
That's a get secure man.
So, y'all say American man is insecure?
No, not insecure.
No, the culture is different.
He's not insecure. He deal with him thing different.
Culture different.
I respect him. Okay. I respect him. Oh, man, where you don't go find one girl and carry out. Oh, you look for man girl, but man girl look sexy. It's just true. We grow in it and it look a weird to, it don't matter to we. Mm-hmm. You understand? But when you really check it, me and my girl, I walk and you go talk about me girl sexy and rare. And what? Hey, boy, I want you. You understand what I mean? I say? So, me respect the American brother. Me respect him. Me like how him deal. You know, like how Jamaican we say, baby love Yankee, say, bitch.
What if he touch her?
Him can't, him not gonna touch her.
If he touch her,
no,
like,
but you know
what
Jamaican,
brother?
You know what Jamaican girl, if he touch her, she go stab you or something, or dash acid by you. And like America, where you touch a woman, then they get arrested for sexual assault. You not gonna have no high, because she go throw some acid by you or something, or stab you with a ratchet.
She gonna kill you.
If me and my girl go to her, and a man try like, him, I try well and banana. Sir, I saw them say, my sir, you didn't see me? You didn't see me? You didn't see me? My husband. What you do? Sir.
Sir. Sir. Sir.
And it's my husband.
I'm coming back with knowledge
so
after the show.
To talk to him.
That's a fact.
Like you see American brother, address him. And yeah. said, man, I just did 6 years in prison. I can't talk to you. My girl, she talk to you, I make you know, say, joke, you run my youth. You know, my bill pay, I might think them not touch. And a purple touch. And a candy crush.
Candy crush.
Board. And a phone, a touch screen.
Jamaican, man, y'all eat pussy?
Me can't swear for everybody. But me not know if you say. Me can't tell you, say.
Huh? He's trying to say, he not saying he do it, and he not saying he don't do it. That's basically what he's saying.
Suppose me married now.
So you married?
No, me say, if me married to a woman.
Oh, you married?
If me married to a woman. And it hear the pastor, till death do us part. So till death do us part. All of them grace are something that unite. So what never do? Never make you take my woman. Come America, make a Yankee man take her away.
Yankee man nasty fucks.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the issue, though? Like,
this a cultural thing.
It's just a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing. So you what? No.
If you, so just like, no, because for the no, culture,
but
no.
But if you're Jamaican, you come to America, for you get the green card, you're in. And for you get the American passport, you're in. So you're not Jamaican no more. You understand?
But when I was growing up, because Guyana is the same thing, more or less, they were saying for a long time they don't want to do because it's nasty, because remember, women bleed and they got the periods. So it's like for you to put your face and your mouth on something that's quote unquote nasty. You know, your menstrual period, especially in Caribbean, is just considered extremely nasty. Yeah, sometimes they don't even want, you know, sometimes they don't even want me in the same room with you sometimes when you have your period. Like
no, I'm gonna think about woman period now. You see, Jamaican man different. You see, if a woman cook for you, it's when you see a period, you can't cook.
You can't cook.
No, you can't.
That's how nasty they think periods are.
You can't cook for me while you got your period.
You can't do nothing really for him on your period.
No, you can't do anything. Me take the head and everything. But me, I do nothing else. You understand? I mean, I really like the head when time you're on your period, neither. Because you don't, someone want to touch you and then something red. You understand?
You run red.
It's mad and thing. But you just, when you're on your period, you can't cook for
American
you.
Men, Yankee men run red lights.
Oh, that's crazy.
Culturally.
I done had so much period dinners. I'm living life wrong, basically. Yeah. Shabba, I'm living life wrong.
That's that life
on. That's a fact.
Yo,
I'm getting mad.
You fell.
That's a fact.
I'm over here getting.
I wouldn't know how to say that. I wouldn't know how to even translate that. No, how to tell my wife she can't cook because she got her
because
period.
Because some people
they be happy as fuck. You tell you can't cook.
No, some
they
people
don't cook anyway. Yeah.
Like it's a religious thing too. Like in some religions, you know they. Like when you, even when you on your period, like you just can't be in certain rooms with people. It is, they consider just, it's just nasty.
No, my woman, she has her period, she do her thing, she have her pad there and then rare and then rare. It's just like my woman look at me and tell me, say, yo, Fumbo, go to the pharmacy and get these things, tampons.
The tampons and
so what you know, and the pad and then something there. She write it on a piece of paper, and we go and see, you understand? I'm going to see the woman where I sell the thing and show me gear. I'm buying. So I'm watching out. Me naturally, me not going to take up a woman panty and wash it. But if it's in the wash, we go through it in the machine and the machine go spin it and wash it.
Yeah.
And we go fold it and put it back because me take it off.
Mm-hmm.
So me can't fold it. You understand? But me not take up my hand but washing.
So I have a question because since this whole period thing is I have a question, right? I'm going to give you a scenario, right? So you're in a club. They're playing I'm Drinking Rum and Red Bull, right? And a nice young lady come dance on you and stuff, and she's dancing, she's whining, she's looking back. You know when they look over the shoulder, it's serious and shit. So she's looking back while she's dancing. Right, she's looking back at it, right. And then you realize she has a period, like, while she's dancing on you. Do you feel like it's wrong for women to have their period and be in a club dancing?
Once you know my clothes, me not gonna know. You understand, they must show me a tampon. And do your thing and have your something, right? You understand them thing? Them know if you set them thing. Because so we have experience with woman, you know. Be careful, my woman say, me and her go out, and she have a period, she can't go. She come, and she want to dance. And she have one wear blood clot, white too.
Don't wear white, you got to wear black.
She wear what she want to wear, because right now, you understand me? I said, and me and her dance and rare, but them thing that, me know watch them thing that like that. You understand me? I said that? Because you don't know woman and woman. If you know this, Jesus, me now, I'm me. you know, Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
More time is a man study Muslim too. So I study Christianity. You understand? But me not really. Me worship the universe, the sun, the moon,
mm-hmm.
the earth, yeah. and life. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So me not really look on a white man on a cross. Okay. You understand? Mm-hmm. A white man come slave we as black man. And then me a praise for a white man.
Mm.
I'm like, Jesus. Jesus, I was slave ship. I'm good, man. You understand? Mm-hmm. So why we can have a black God too? Boy, man.
I ain't got no black angels.
I care zero.
Zero is too much.
Zero is too much.
What's the next time?
Yeah, but Satan was a black angel. But you know, say, if Jesus was, if them said Jesus was a man who walk earth, right?
Yeah.
You know, say Jesus black.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you why Jesus black. Because I never see a white man walk with 12 men back in here. Only a black man used to walk with 12 black man back home and stay
soft. That's true.
A white man and 12 of them walk and they're like, you have a gun. You have a boss. Any boy touch your dead.
That's true.
You understand? So Jesus said, no, say him no, a black man.
I told you
he's getting white with no passion.
You understand? And you know when Jesus walked in, a 12 man walk, David and them man, they're a wicked man.
12 Solomon man. Solomon
100 girl. Dave,
facts.
Peter cut off a man heels.
Facts.
Rare.
Turn water to wine.
You understand? And you don't know, said right now, because you know, said like, when Peter come out now, and a man said to him, oi, I man Jesus par. You know, said Peter, black man, Peter said, because then don't well Jesus already. So we make him give up. I said, me don't know him, boy. Me know him from the way. You know, a white man, I said, oh, that's my man. And we go back in the days. Just like how if we pass a cave, hey, yeah, me not gonna that blood clot. The white man, hello. Who's there? And he want to take that something there. Well, man, no. If you notice,
hello.
Black people don't do bungee jumping. Black people don't do bungee jumping. Why do you gonna jump off of one tall something with a string? I don't know it must bust. You know, white people don't do that. You can't tell a black man that.
That's a fact.
You can't tell a black man, but 100. Meter down in the sea. Why? I just want to swim in the top. I don't want to go down.
I just want to swim in the
bottom
top.
Of the sea.
That's it.
You understand?
That's a fact.
It's just the other day you have black superhero, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Because cool. All the superhero them white. Spider-Man. Psst, I'm gonna see. You know, we have real black superhero.
Who that?
50 Cent, he make a bag of money.
He make a bag of money.
And the man went like him, educated like that. He just know how he make money. And he remember say, Puff Daddy, them more, you know, a launch, more than 50 of them, you know. 50 of them are like a street youth, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But he make the same money with Puff Daddy, they make a and talk to them. So he's a fucking hero. America's about a dollar. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So with them and a real black hero, Tupac, them youth are a real black hero.
Tupac is the hero.
You understand? Biggie Small. He's a hero. Yeah, so we have black hero, white people have fake hero tour. A man have one hammer on him, a beat them one piece. It's crazy. Santa Claus are coming. We are the real Santa Claus in my girl.
Hey, let's he talk about Santa. Here we talk about Santa.
Give me my damn grapes.
She upset about
eat my grapes.
Nah, man.
Yo, we'll dude.
Eat them, but they're private.
You
them.
Oh! Yo, no, that's not. Do y'all think black women have attitude problem?
Black woman? Every woman have attitude, but black woman more does more. You know,
so
it's
true?
No, you know they go come to you at the club and dry you out at the club.
Ooh.
Like a black woman now, she come at the club, you know, the white girl go call you, honey, when you come home, we have something to talk about. Black girl knows she come to the club and she be like, hey, your bumble clap, come here and you be a talk to. Yeah, DJ, she took up my laptop. If you're on stage, you walk on stage. I said, hey, the show is over. You know, a white woman, she has sit down there, she wait until it's done. Or rare it, or maybe she just go home, use a hammer, lick her, beat it on her.
But the white woman?
Yeah, and call the police. I said,
yeah, say you hit her.
Me. I'd be like, you never lick it. She'd be like, proof.
right.
You understand? So,
she'll tell you to call the cops. Yeah, call
woman,
the cops.
Woman, different. Like, that's why Jesus never have none. Because God make sure I tell him, say, yo, you say you got hurt. Go do some work for me. But one thing, me not give you no hood, my you. Like, what? I ain't got no dick. I ain't got no nature. Jesus, God be like, just cool, no man. I don't want no Because any girl that sleep with a herd, you know? Remember I said them, God, Jesus' son, sleep with a woman. Is that superhero that? She can't just, psh, and the whole place bam up. So, you not sleep with none of them. You just go God, earth, and dead, and come back. You understand? That's a bit of too believing in that, but something still.
I don't think black women have
attitude
problems. I do feel like some black women just can't. We haven't learned how to release pain.
Facts.
And some people that never learned how to release pain on any level keeps it there. And with that, it's like some of us, we're always trying to heal something that had nothing to do with us. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the medicine or the prescription for what this person needs because we ain't the motherfucker that caused the wound. Mm-hmm. So some people, not all, and I think this is all over, but I think us more, some people are just dealing with shit that can never be healed because they're hoping that the person that did it heals it. And that person is long gone. That person has started another life. Is not even thinking about you. And you're still, still trying to experience or think or see certain things other people do and relate it back to what you possibly been through in the past. So, you know.
Ladies,
and that can lead to an attitude issue.
Or sometimes they don't even know. They feel like it's okay. They don't even know that they're hurting or they don't even recognize their pain as pain. They think that it's normal or they think that it's okay. I don't think, personally, I don't think black women or women, period, have attitude problems. I think it's more of them just not knowing how to deal with their emotions. I think.
Woman, if you don't know themselves and just know, say, a man, if you know themselves, because you're well, you see, that's where attitude comes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a freak, you're going to find a girl that's a Christian. She go to church, she don't like. If you find out, if you're a freak, get a girl with a freak. If you're a Christian, get a girl with a Christian.
Facts.
If you're a Muslim, get a girl with a Muslim. Mm-hmm. So you understand? So you have to pick your partner the real way. You mm-hmm. have to go out there and find your real way because you want now. You're married to a woman. She don't like give blowjob. But
you like it.
But you like it. You're still married to her. No, you're not married to your bitch. You got married to a girl, but me don't like do it. I rare it. So me I try to find my compatible partner. So that's why everybody know why a man married and you still have to go cheat. Mm. So when time he married, so if me want a threesome, me and my wife can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that the white man have over a black man.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the white man look at the woman and say, hey, let's go to a swinging club. A black woman be like, swing your bum back.
That's
a fact. Your bugger come out here and swing.
That's
a fact. The white man look at the woman and said, honey, you want to go to Jamaica? She'd be like, yeah, I want a black big. He'd be like, okay, I'm going to pay the bartender to give you.
They need you to talk into
the
facts. Monsters.
And then the bartender fuck her, and she and him come back America, and she all right. And him, oh, I want to fuck a black girl. She pay a black girl, fuck with him. And mm-hmm. the two are with love, because we are live out with life. But black people.
Constantly holding on?
Yeah, no.
Holding on.
We got to think about possessiveness.
Yeah, you can't live in our box. You have to just find
live your life.
Live your life and find the person who you love and who will respect you.
That's all he's saying. Just be a hoe. Just do your thing. I mean, you don't need hoe people. That's what I'm saying, man.
I think in black households, how we treat women and how we treat men are differently, especially when we're being raised. It's like the boys get all the freedom in the world, and the girls are very, very sheltered. And in the same breath, we're treated like we got to be hyper-masculine. So it's like they'll tell the boys... They won't tell the boys too much. They'll tell the girls, you got to be strong. You don't have to depend on no man, blah, blah, blah. So if you have that being drilled in your head throughout your entire childhood, by the time you get older, it's kind of like, well, me being assertive and me being passionate shouldn't be taken as an attitude. When there's other cultures who raise their females a bit more demure, a bit more calm. So by the time they're our age or 18 plus, the way they react to things is differently. Even though the emotion is the same, even though we're feeling the same, even if the intent is the same, just how we were taught to express and taught values is just different. You know, and when you put culture next to culture, a lot of people don't take that into consideration. They don't take into consideration the context of how we were raised compared to other people in other cultures.
What do me and role model them in America right now as women?
Huh?
What do me and role model as women in
was
America.
A role model
in America. Michelle what Obama? You mean? No, for black women, no.
Michelle Obama.
The Kardashians, them girls, I'm crazy.
Them girls ain't a black girl.
You talking for black women?
What may I say? The main Michelle. Role model.
Everybody picks and chooses.
You see main role model them now?
Who that?
Cardi B. She used to be a stripper. Oh. You understand? Nicki Minaj is a girl where I show her body and I say girl, them where I live now. The role model, and I like no role model. Now, woman just like Oprah. And nobody, Oprah for the married woman, them like Miss Michelle Obama. Them young people want to live out them life. So you find out, say, the role model them where the woman them, and some woman where she used to be a stripper. If you notice the basketball player them, you look like LeBron James.
Please don't tell me. Especially with the hairline. All right.
You're the white woman, you're the black woman them. Why when time the black man then get rich, they married to a white man? Less talking. Yeah, they talk less.
They more submissive.
Yeah, some black woman come and mash up your car and mash up your Benz and fling buckle.
White that's man. A good one though.
Then that's real, that's why the man then will look pan, orgy and highlight rich white black boy then. They always have pick some blood clot. That's why you see the girl know if you have bleach out their hair and try to look like white woman.
Mm. That's really a big thing.
Look like white woman.
Mm. They can't change their attitude.
Say that into the mic. Say that.
You understand? They might change their attitude, but they might look like white woman. Me no business now. Me love black woman, but me just feel like it's white woman to me and the Spanish girl then. Them easier for these people because me no want no girl where I throw no fist off of me and them blood clot there. Huh? And then, you understand? And I throw a fist. Yes,
I know you're saying you don't want to fight. You don't
black woman want to kick and fight. And you, want, day, and you right? can't fight me. So when time me and you fight now, me go kick down your blood clot. I go thump in your face. Police go lock me up, put me out of my house. Me can't come in my
the house. The house that I pay for.
The house that I pay for. You understand? So me, you know, fighting thing. Me diff every man have their own choice, you know. All of my ears have been sex with black woman. No, black, white woman, a white man used to slavery. Fuck some white girl too.
Take
a slave
get
with,
it so. Back.
Yeah. I best way for success is the best revenge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You understand? All the ears them never slave.
That's
with.
Why they call me black success. You know?
I know.
Success is the best revenge.
The white man in fear the black man. Because you black man have some big hood. Shooting a white woman. Hey, no white woman, them want big hood. White woman, no one no look good. She want a big black nigga shoot some big hood pan her. White man have that. So he grudge the blood clot nigga for that. That's why beat and slave your blood clot. And you and I out and I feel like you're chop grass. Watch your white woman look you in the. Oh my God, look at those muscles. That's a real thing they're telling you
that. That's a fact.
A real
fact.
Thing they're telling
you. That's a fact.
So all you think all a girl like she come now with a particular day? Because a good a white woman, something she come from, you know. Mm-hmm. The color, because me and her, we are the same tribe, the Red Igbo.
Mm-hmm.
We are Red Igbo. So you have 12 tribe of Joseph. Mm-hmm. You have a tribe that look like you, tribe that look like him, tribe that look me, and then we know are the Red Igbo tribe. We, them time that we are the all slave.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, in old few mother, can I say some sexy black girl at work as slave? Went on the scar, and said, come here, one quickie, pop, 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 breathe that. Pick the band, it look half white. I know the black woman can't have a white pygmy.
Yep.
The white woman can't have a black pygmy. You know? Mm. The the black woman can't have a white pygmy. Chinese pygmy.
Anyone.
Just like a Chinese.
Anyone.
The black people are greatest. I care zero.
Zero is too much.
You got that lie. What else you got for us, lie?
I'm going to tell you, G. I'm tell you, G. A serious thing. Go back to some, build up some more concept, man.
Big up
smokers.
More
AKA next topic.
Oh, all right, blood clot, my youth. Let's bomb McCloud. Let's go. We gonna talk about social media. After a breakup type thing. All right, so like, to delete or not delete? Like, how long do you wait before you clear your page, like your ex and all that shit?
What do you mean, ex?
Like, you was in a relationship, right? And you break up with your girl. Your girl's all over your page and stuff. How long before you start clearing off your social media?
Not clear off nothing. Me and I used to fuck. It done. It done. It's true. Me not clear off nothing.
You want to keep all the pictures up?
I care zero.
Zero is too much.
Me and a girl used to say, me and I break up.
Yeah.
Right? And then we go back and delete the picture of them. Me not have the time there. Plus,
that's
taking
too
watch.
Much time.
I don't got to watch.
You don't got to watch.
You got like, a whole bunch of stuff.
Don't have a time and don't have a watch.
Yeah, because then enough other girl. Then when me I talk to enough, look and say, I was with a woman before you too. You ain't gonna look at my page and say, no, it's a ghost. No.
But what if it bothers the person that you're dealing with now? That you're dealing with a person, but you still got pictures kissing on vacations and stuff.
That's not your problem, man.
That's not your problem. That's there.
Mm-hmm. That was in the,
so all right, let me hear. Wait. Let me hear from my ladies. All right? How long? You dealing with a man. Like this. Y'all been together 6 months. You still, he don't be on his Instagram that much, but you go on his Instagram. He still got pictures kissing other women and stuff, and y'all exclusive now. That's good with y'all?
I'm with him. I really don't care.
Don't say you care zero. Don't do that.
I'm not saying I care zero, but like I'm not gonna press him. Like I'll mention it. Yeah, like yo, what's going on?
You want him that's deleted?
I'm mentioning it because it looks crazy, especially if it's recent.
But he's saying but at you're mentioning because you want him to delete it.
No, I'm going to let him know that this looks crazy, but I'm not going
to
be on
what
him like.
What are you
like,
going to do about it?
But this looks crazy means what? What does that mean?
Just keep it up.
I am not telling him what to do, but I'm telling how I feel about it.
You are telling him what to do by saying this looks crazy.
Yeah. I'm mentioning it to him. You want him to delete it.
I still got pictures of my exes on my page.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You ain't got no pictures.
I would show you at least then.
Kiss it? If I get a PM, I bill them. You appear my building, bitch. And you live, me live upon you, I'm depend upon you. Yes, you can't talk. You appear my building, my girl, and I put on my pot.
You put on my pot.
You know me, I'm God. I'm going to meet other people before
but
you.
I like what Fambo said because he's like, why would you want to keep pressing reset?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to always delete everybody picture as if you wasn't dating anybody. You dated people, it didn't work out. Now, I ain't saying keep everything up, but that's your hit. This is your life. This is what you're doing with yourself. You understand? It should be some kind of paper trap.
When she had Mac Mill.
Yeah.
They're still there. Some of them still there.
Yo, I want to move here to Nicki Minaj, well. Hey, she loves her ugly black boy.
Medium ugly thing is all 2019.
But see, medium it just, ugly men. Me, only way I would mention it is if, like, it's a situation where it's current. Like, if we just, like, we're together now and, like, I could go through your page and, like, your last 4 or 5 pictures is a bitch. Like, that's different. No. If it's in the past, I don't care. Yeah, like, I don't care. Your past.
4 or 5 pictures is a chick. It doesn't matter. The dates are on
but
it.
If you're, yeah, the dates are the on dates it. But if, aren't, but if you go to your, so if you're going.
It's prior to him bagging you.
I'm not jacking
it could
that.
Be. It could be prior. But I'm saying, if it's something recent and it's, and you go on the, you go on a page, like me, I got like 2,000 something pictures, right? That means I have to go all the way down because it's been years. So I got to go all the way down to find pictures to delete because you feel away. Who's going, unless you got time on your hands, who's going through 2,000
I know bitches with time.
That means, but I don't see, that's the, time. I'm not going down 2,000 pictures just to find pictures of my ex. To
come on, people got, think about it like this. People have screenshots of shit that got nothing to do with their life.
Facts.
Nothing
big
to do
facts.
With them whatsoever. They just got it. They're holding on to receipts for hopefully one day this might come in handy. So, yeah, when you start talking to them, yeah, they're gonna make time because they made time for everything else. Mm-hmm. They're gonna make time
to
go see.
I'm saying 2000 if it's 2018 and it's from 2016 and it's hundreds of pictures or something. For,
if it's mad
it is
far
what it is.
Back,
if it, yeah, man, but if it's something current, like if I could scroll three times and boom, there you go. It's like and you're kissing.
Come my girl now. My girl, my Red Bull likes you. Mad. Let me say my woman.
Danny's a Red Bull.
She got in on my phone and she said. When she go in my phone, she goes, I'm black some girl. Some girl call me, Fambo, I can't see a page. My girl go in my phone, I'm black. I'm in a lap on my phone, you know. I'm in a hide nothing on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I'm in a search my woman phone. Yeah, some man search their woman phone and see some hood big off of them. They're dead. You understand? I'm in a search girl phone. You understand? Mm-hmm. She can search my phone all the time. I'm go one thing, she go see, her beer crutches.
Beer crutches.
A beer girl, I said, then crutches. I said, Fambo, you want this? I said, you know. But you said, babes, you never see me respond like me answer her back. She said, me want you. You never hear me say yes or no.
Facts.
I mean, answer back. Because facts. Me can't stop them.
Can't stop them.
Can't stop people from comments. Nope. Stop people.
So can't come from sending them nothing.
I look at myself as no hot Jamaican man. Me look at myself as what I like. You know, when I shabba them. And when I, you know what I'm saying? One of the ugly Jamaican them. Because you know what? Female nose big and spread out and her face big and so. You know, like when you have Super Cat and Champal. Like, girl look on them and shaggy them and said, didn't they come from Jamaica? She be ugly like Shabba.
Ugly like Shabba.
Shabba. Big dirty stinking Shabba. Bedroom bully. 12 inch of happiness.
Yo, this motherfucker is funny. Yo, fix his camera because he hit the shit. Yo, this motherfucker is funny. Than this motherfucker, man. But listen, everybody's going to act like they don't care a lot. They but I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you something.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to tell you when they're going to care. Like I'm going to tell you when they're going to care. Because once you start talking, you know what's going to happen, right? So the friends are going to go on your page. Not her. Her friends in that group chat. You know, people that got busy group chats, their life is fucked up. Like shit. So you know, people that have busy group chats, they really don't got nothing going on. So this is what they're doing all day. They're looking for something to add in the group chat all day. So the friends are gonna go on your page and realize your ex is on there and your other ex is on there.
Stop putting batteries in her
back.
And
now they're gonna put the battery in her back for different things. Oh my God, like I can't believe this dude got pictures on there. I mean, if that was my man, now they're gonna hypothetical the whole situation to gas her. If that was my man. Yeah. But you're single, shorty. I'm trying to not be in your shoes. You're single. I'm trying to leave this alone for me to elevate and get the fuck away from being
single
with you.
I had a friend who had to delete a picture of me and him on my page because allegedly his wife's friends didn't like the picture. Because, mind you, before I even posted, I was like, by the way, because it was a picture of him. He was kissing my cheek. And I was like, I'm okay with it. Nico's okay with it. You're okay with it. You have one person consider this is somebody that you're married to. So I'm like, listen, is this okay for me to post? Because I don't want things to look crazy. You understand? He was like, sure, go ahead. I'm like, boy, I'm a woman. You sure? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, good. I posted 1 week later. Oh, my wife asked me to have you delete it because it looks crazy. And I'm like, but you told me we could go to do it, and she was okay. He's like, yeah, but her friends. I'm like, fuck your friends.
Can't post
my
boys,
no, don't tell me shit.
Me can't post no picture with me and no girl for my Instagram. Come my girl mad. Me tell you that. No girl. No come. No girl. No girl. Picture with me and them for Instagram. I know it. You take a fan pitch.
Listen, you gotta be safe. Yeah, you gotta be safe. You gotta be safe, man. You gotta be safe. No, but listen, but sometimes these girls be testing you out. So sometimes the girls would try to take an inappropriate picture with you on purpose.
That's
the girls
true.
Will hug up on you, touch your chest and shit. You
or
know,
try to put their tongue
doing,
in your mouth.
Live,
you know
they try,
yeah.
I remember that.
You
but yeah, that's how they do. That's how they do because they be trying to test the water.
I be knowing.
Sometimes, listen, sometimes it don't be pictures. Sometimes they try to DM you, try to test the waters. You understand? And don't win. Don't shoot that shot. It's getting blocked.
Set up, a conversation
that,
to look like something. Delete a few things they say and then
look
who's
in
my DM.
They be trying to test it out. Like, it'd be sad to tell them, like, yo, shorty, you ugly, man. Nobody want to fuck with you. You know, shit is crazy, man. Shit is crazy, man.
Social media right now. I'm going to think with social media right now. Social media, even, you know, people don't, like, back in the days, people would say, yo, I wish some... Which song Fambo have? They're going to book you. They'll be like, which song you have? It's a Roman Red Bull Blood Clot song. Ray. No, people don't ask which song you have. They ask
how much followers you have. Yep, how much followers you have.
Somebody could walk in here, they got a million followers, and they got an attitude like them.
They got $1 million in the bank, right?
Yazan? So social media changed everything. Everybody a star on social media. Go one thing you never see nobody on social media doing. You never hear nobody depend. Oh, my bills gotta pay. Life is so hard. I'm suffering.
Right.
Like the real thing them. Nobody now do that. Everybody. We at Dubai. You know, you have this background. I'm in Miami.
Right.
In Vegas.
Right.
And then take a picture last year in Jamaica and post it. No, where are you? I saw you post a picture in Jamaica. Now take that 2 years ago. You understand? So everybody look rich on social media. Right now. You have some artists in Jamaica right now. They're more popular than me because I got 35,000 followers.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They got 2 million. So you what? No, the promoter didn't book them. But when they got the show,
can't perform. See it all the time.
Instagram a number is a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You book a number.
It's an influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're looking at it as sales. If you, the more people you appeal to, the more likely you'll be able to sell stuff.
Yeah, but remember say you know on Instagram go, you can't buy followers. I'll make that too. Galis, one card, and Galis go on Instagram, pay the money. And turn up my thing. And so fam brothers have a bag of rascal. From my 35,000 now it has moved to 70. Cause every week we have put $100 on it. So some artists when now don't have a song, you know popular like me, nobody know him. Pussy will have $100.
Suck your mother, man.
That's a fact.
It also go by, like you said, if somebody verify you and post you, then you can imagine Gucci Man say, yeah, I did the song with you and then posted you. Then your followers jump from 30 cents.
Yeah, Gucci man not do that. Gucci man not do that. Cause they, yeah, the Yankee them to me now. The Yankee them. So love Yankee you. Yeah, Yankee you them. Fumble. That's not Gucci. That's a clone.
Oh, what?
That's a clone. He got big and fat. I know he come out in well built and in cut and in teeth them white. Nigga teeth then used to be chippy.
chippy.
And he used to fat, he never have no swag. No, uh-huh. So a white man just be a clown and send out fam, but you feel some a real nigga now would I do a song with you. Mm-hmm. Bad boy, future fam from Jamaica. And mm-hmm. him not post that perfume Instagram and show you no love. Clown that. Man says a clown.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Which American nigga about take up on Jamaica and get married to? And so much Yankee girl there. Well, yeah, go on.
His wife is Jamaican, right?
Yeah, yes. She is Jamaican.
Yes. No.
Is she from Jamaica?
Yes, she is. Jamaican. Oh, Portmore.
I'm sorry.
My name is Gucci. Gucci, I want clone. I said, I don't know what name is. The man said, Fanbo, I'm a real Gucci man. That man want something and make right. That's how they put it. Make it make work. So, the man said, I want clone. And that the people them say. Yeah. It's like when Buju come out and say, yo, fam, but man, clone Buju, you know? You know Buju Banda?
I don't want to believe that.
You know Buju Banda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Back like a champion, talk like a champion. One tap is somebody, girl. I mean, say, boom, bye. No, we don't sing the song.
You want to try to get a feature with him?
I was about to get it.
You could? Eh? Oh. You want to try to get a feature with him?
You don't want a feature with no guy.
Listen, you know. It's legendary.
Yeah. No man no more legend than me.
Hey!
You act like
any man with a legend dead. Bob Marley a legend. Tupac a legend.
Yeah.
Pussy Clat, I can't tell you about living legend. Go, man.
Listen.
Legend for dead.
How does the Rum and Red Bull song go? How
does it go? Me a bean, man.
Yeah, they want to know.
I'm drinking rum. And Red Bull, Hennessy make me heart full.
Hey.
Them want me get awful like them want dance, I'll get crawful.
Okay, and I'm getting tired.
And Red Bull, Hennessy make me heart full. Them want me get awful like them want dance. Can I speak the verse?
Go ahead.
Me start the deal with the flask, cranberry with ice in a glass. I like can't find me last. Buy me own a liquor cause brown on the boss. Drink for junk that we endorse. After the flask, then we move to the quart. Tell the bartender the bill restart.
Ha.
Coconut rum me use, wash off me heart. If you hide and drink, then I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
Hey.
Man King.
Ah.
Yeah. Respect.
That song there?
Yeah.
Because, you know, as an artist, when you ain't got a hit song, you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't nothing, motherfucker.
That plays in the club.
You are a piece of shit. It doesn't matter who you think you are. If you're an artist, you walk into a building, you ain't got a hit song, you ain't got nothing popping, you're just a regular nigga motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna die, you ain't gonna make no money, you better get a job. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You gotta get a job.
That's a fact.
You gotta get a job. So to be an artist, it's crazy. It's you know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
you got a lot of artists out there and you think like, yo, that money are big, he's starving. The artist that you live is better.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't understand
if you don't
that.
Got a song, you don't got shows, how the fuck you gonna eat?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You understand what I mean? I said? That's why some artists.
Don't got shows.
You know the American artists, them don't play. American artists. He might hustle and he might hold 100,000 before he sign a contract. Mm-hmm. And he might sell 300,000 out of care back before a company sign him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? No? We know at Jamaica, we are wait for a company if he can sign you. Boy, them can't sign you. Them want wine you. Them want mine you.
Hey, facts.
No, we just do our thing. originally, and like we are self-made millionaire. You understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, then we say real rich in a real, real life. Cause me not have money for rich, you know. Mm-hmm. We got money. Cause watch, you know, from all the persona of my life, from me wake up, you know, and me can go to the bathroom, and me can move, and me can, yo, anything else a bonus, you know.
Facts.
Yeah, because you what now? And enough boy rich, and then life no good. Puff Daddy rich, and be mother dead when they pay probably me not.
Mm-hmm.
A big problem in there, head that out him, cause the daughter sit their mother, Rich, Kyla, Jenny, and the whole of them, and Ray. All right, look at where boy they know, boy, black boy married to. What's his name? Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Boy, I'm never. Boy, I'm a, boy. If nobody no come from Africa, him come from Africa.
That's a real black blood clan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see all them top white girls, they tell themselves how ugly black boy they want.
Yeah. So basically,
medium ugly
niggas.
Me and
you got a chance. We got a chance. We might be out of here.
Black man there.
Lie out here fucked up.
Go one thing with Travis Scott. Travis Scott can't do him here, do I know? No, Travis Scott need to do him here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does the alibi play song.
All right.
In here, two string end of me. I'm in the club, like, I rap the way I with the bad drink. But I said, boy, yo. Lupal, yo, Al Gucci man, handsome man.
Yo, we about to wrap up our show today, yeah, man. We want to thank you for coming up, pulling out, throw your shout outs out.
I like drunken dance, though.
You like drunken dance?
I like, that's my shit.
That's one of my next big tunes. That was a shit in Guyana. the club named Iguana.
Yep, Blue Iguana.
Junkin dance. There should never be no stunting.
So when that shit come on, it go crazy.
Junkin dance. Junkin something dance.
Walk to the bar like I'm a god and then spin round. Like in a bar and then rock two times like a grandfather. Or jump two times just like a ladder. Search yourself like you're a little kid. Yeah, I'm like you're on the 10th
No plans bad when you're drunk in bar.
Wait, how the song? And how the dance go though?
You gotta drop
your drum. Just rock like this, like you're drunk.
He used to be in a dance crew.
Yeah, I used to be in a dance crew.
He used to be in a dance crew.
Like, we're crazy boys. We're from in Jamaica. It's a tourist era. It's like Negril, Ocheritis, Montego Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's populated with tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So what we used to do with the dance group, we just dance in front of the hotel gate, put down a pan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
White people come and chew it. But look, white people like that. I don't give a fuck what somebody wants to say. Me, come, most of my friends are white, you know? Yes! So black man said, that's my nigga, it's my dog, it's my shit. And when it come to the test, I say, yo, my youth, don't know what dip on my face, you know. Let me want 200. Yo, bro, I ain't got it. Call my white friend here. I'm going to take the last $200 of my account. I'm going to give it to you. The man can't trick me and tell me, send nothing like white people. I like big deal, them are white people, them are signed them. Me black, I mean, know that me black. Remember, I said, I'm Muslim. Salam alaikum, salam, inshallah.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I love white people, I love Spanish people. Because you know what? When I was dancing, I never seen a nigga throw a coin in my pan.
Mm.
All white people come and take you and throw them rare. And white people, them book them show. When them book show, them pay advance trade. How much do you want for about? I want 5,000. 2,500 in the account. Near the blood, blah, blah, man. Yo, you know we are black and all, so I'm going to send 15. No, nigga, it's 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
You think about black. I don't see color, motherfucker.
See green.
No, I don't see color. I see love. I see people.
Mm.
You understand me, I said?
Yeah.
Somebody go, well, you're black or really, really white. I just they put the perception in their mind why we have to say black and we have to say white.
Yeah.
So we're just really people we deal with. And we deal with the soul. And the soul and the your whole body.
Mm.
Salam. Salam alaikum. Alaikum salam. Inshallah.
That's what's up.
Throw your shout outs out, yo.
Your shout out to everybody who tuned in. I came to the bowling last night. I was on time. Y'all just left early.
You wasn't on time.
Y'all just left early. Who the fuck? How y'all leaving a place at 12:15 that closed at 2 a.m.? That shit makes no sense. And I'm still mad at y'all for having me drive 2 hours looking for the goddamn hookah spot. Yeah, I said it. But shout out to the family for being a family last night. I'm mad I missed it. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Bad Y'all Ting. I know what's in the ear, but I got mad wig orders, and I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for the support for the year. Thank you for the support of Round Holy Water for the year. Next time y'all see, it's going to be 2019.
Yeah.
I wish you guys all the best. whatever you have, whether you got a resolution or not, man, just I hope 2019 is good to you guys. Shout out to my cookie, Level Up Wash. Y'all know it. I'm gonna drop this information in the comments. To the whole team here, to my Brown Holy Water family, to the technical team, thank you guys so much for all the support in 2018. 2019 is gonna be a dope ass year for everybody. I just want everybody to have good energy, love, and all that good shit. So, see y'all next year.
Sure, what do you think, Browning?
Go, Browning. Go, Browning.
Go, Browning. Says your tomboy.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
Climb tree and all that stuff.
Yup. Yup.
Yeah.
I fix cars, everything. No, I'm just playing. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Sneakers Only hoodie coming soon, top of the year. Also, follow me at your favorite tomboy on Instagram. You can catch me in the comments later. Shut up, Mel, because I know you're going to say something. Shout out to somebody here. I ain't saying no names who I offered grapes to, but they didn't eat my grapes, so I had to eat them myself. But I ain't pointing no elbows or anything. But, you know. All right, y'all.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Big buddy LeBron. It's going. I only got like, I got 6 haircuts left for 2019. I'm gonna hold on. Right, space them out.
Home, so.
Yo, Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead Facebook. Shout out to everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our guest today. He was definitely dope and entertaining. Thank you for pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
No problem, man.
Shout out to the whole Brown Holy Water team and the group, man. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. You know, wish everybody peace, blessings, and we see y'all next year, 2019. Stay safe, all right?
Definitely.
And then don't make me become the host now, man.
Go ahead.
Black. I am black. Success.
Go, shoot.
Listen. I am black success. Y'all already know what it is. Tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, we have Milk River. We got to end the joint just like that. And then my birthday party is coming up March 8th is coming up. Flyers dropping tomorrow. It's going to be disgusting. You know how I give it up. It's going to be nasty. We doing some dress-up shit.
Now, I need all the sides.
And what we drinking? What we drinking that day?
I'm drinking, bro.
You know what I mean? I want y'all to understand what's going on. The birthday party is coming up, hosted by La. Oh, we gonna call him Handsome 15. That's what he's gonna be called. You know what I mean? That's his name. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be crazy. Hopefully, Future Fambo, come on out. We need him for that little joint where he could do that song and everybody get some rum and Red Bull and we go from there. Make sure y'all download Future Fambo new record going down right now featuring Gucci Man. How We Living is definitely a dope banger. It definitely rings. Go get that and support the homie. You know what I mean? Future Fambo, take us out. Let us know what you want.
Yeah, man, you don't know the thing going on. You don't know sponsors. Hot Brown Holy Water. You don't know, you know, it's a tequila. You'll have to feel the healing. You understand? Yeah, man, so you don't know. It's the number one show everybody know. Chat about. Time now. You kidding me? I kid you not. This program is so hot.
Hello. Y'all already know what it is. Brown Holy Water. Sponsored by Yave Tequila. Shout out to my man DJ Gallus. Y'all can take us out of here. Play that outro. We getting up out of here. Happy New Year.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that Brown Holy Water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Girl, we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown Holy Water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Brown Holy Water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it.